Hey everybody, it's Dill on the Run and I'm back. Oh my goodness, on the same day. I forgot something. We got to get ready and talk about She's Gotta Have It Season 2, baby. I'll be right back. Get ready and listen to a sponsored segment because, oh yeah, I'm about to go in. All right. So, oh my God, I know everybody probably enjoyed it. I'm sure that it provoked a lot of different feelings from different people. Okay, so first off, I love season two because I think it delved into some real serious stuff. Like, I loved how it allowed for consequences to come and stare Nola in the face in the form of a child. I love that. I thought that was awesome. You know, I also heavily appreciated seeing the Arisha put on such a beautiful display in this season of She's Gotta Have It, you know. There have been a lot of different posts that I've seen on social media and stuff like that, within regards to, the religion being put on such a wide mainstream display. And it has all been very positive. I have to say that I haven't really seen any negativity. So big ups to the community for really supporting that there was so much serious consultation done to make sure that we, those of us who are actually in this tradition of Arisha worshipers, who are a priest and part of this entire process, just we saw it. We were like, yeah, oh my God, it's right. Oh, yes, yes. It was so good. I also liked her in the faceness within regards to her artwork. Even when it came to bite her in the behind and she lost a check, she was still determined to move forward. I thought that was awesome. I also loved her mother's reemergence into the acting world after being out for so long and how refreshed it made her feel as a person. I also really appreciated the relationships that she had to really fully delve into. Now, the surprise for me was also Mars and his singing, you know? I was just like, yo, this boy can really sing. I was so impressed with that. I loved it. This was a very good season to watch. I also really enjoyed those beautiful see-through bungalows and Martha's Vineyard for the artists. When you get a chance, I suggest you watch season two of She's Gotta Have It. It is really good. I also feel that they're shining a light on the tragedy of Maria. Was very creative, you know. I don't know that those who live on the island would necessarily agree with that. But for a lot of people who got to see, I think, their faces or the faces of their people on this very widely watched show, and how there has been such dedication to making sure that people are not forgetting the island of Puerto Rico in the wake of the devastation of Hurricane Maria, I thought they captured that beautifully. But by the same token, I also do wonder about those on the ground who are actually living it and how they feel. Because there's also a documentary on Netflix called After Maria. And I know from the beginning it looks a little different, obviously. So, but once again, back to She's Gotta Have It. Season two, I suggest that you watch it. It was so good. The colors. And I need to say, I was so impressed when she saw or had her own personal Rendezvous with Oshun as she walked down the street. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. It's really awesome. I thought that it was a very good show, and I have really loved it. Wasn't just Oshun, and everybody saw Inlay in, like, right there, Technicolor on your screen. Like, yeah, that's Inlay. Like, oh my God. Like, we all made that connection. A lot of us were like, what? Wait a minute. I was like, you pulled something out your back pocket not a lot of people know about. So people didn't even, a lot of people, it was like an ode or a shout out to those of us that know. It was really nice. So, okay. And also another lovely surprise was Rosie Perez as Mar's mother. But I love when she sat down to talk to her. She sent her daughter and her son to the store to get more rice. You know, I love that. You know, it's like Nola, you could see in Nola's face, and Nola's like, I'm an artist, I'm in Puerto Rico, I'm having so much fun, but what's this about to be about, you know? And she just went in on her, and she was like, wait, I thought I was being the quintessential artist. I am the artiste, you know? And she was like, no, ancestors do not feel that way. Agun are like, no, you doing this for you. You're not doing it for all of us. Oh my God. Just magnifique. It was awesome. I loved it. Oh yes. It was a very poignant part of that show. And it was so seamless and so on point. Very good. Very good. Yes. I really suggest that you watch She's Gotta Have It Season 2, especially for those of us who are in the Orisha community. You are going to enjoy it. Now, at the end, I think they leave us with such a cliffhanger. I can't wait to see what Season 3 is going to be. I hope it gets picked up because I'm looking forward to seeing what it will be. All right, everybody, this has been my take, my going in on Season 2, She's Gotta Have It, here at Dill on the Run. You know, we watched it. I binge watched it. I suggest you do it. Sit down, binge watch. Do not get up. Do not pick up the phone. Just binge watch. It's a good show. All right, everybody, have a good evening. Peace. This has been Dill on the Run. All right, y'all, real quick before I close out, listen to this little theory I got right here. Know what you think. Okay, so one other thing that I observed when I was watching Season 2 and completely finished all the episodes is that they cleanly and tightly closed the loop on all the stories from Season 1, which makes me feel there may not be a Season 3. Is only one scene, I think, at the end, which I mentioned earlier, that makes you think there could be a Season 3. But when I look back over the show and I think about every single, no, there's also number 2. I forgot about Mar's father. So let's hope for Season 3, everybody. Let's do it. Season 3. She's gotta have it. Season 3.